About Water presents from Zimbabwe.
I watch them grow.
How Water is Pumped by the Sun. A report by Yetsai Chikovora of Radio Bridge Overseas.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
A rural community in Zimbabwe, threatened with overcrowding, as a wave of settlers and investors descend upon it. There is little appealing about this semi-arid enclave in the remote, drought-prone district of Ziaka to the south of the country, but the visitor soon unlocks the mystery. Water. Precious water. This vital natural resource is now in abundance at Veza, following the installation of a solar-powered pump. The pump is one of 16 the government has installed in remote rural areas throughout the country as part of a study to demonstrate the maturity of photovoltaic pumping systems, or PVPs as they are known here. Communal taps now enable the villagers to get clean water only a few hundred meters away. Taps were also fitted at the village clinic near the local school and in several business premises. The villagers are so fiercely protective of their pump that they hired a minder with a whistle to look after it. At the blow of the whistle, they drop everything and converge at the site of the installations, ready to attack intruders or thieves. It is not difficult to understand the pride of this community. Intermittent droughts since the early 1980s have made survival almost impossible. The Great Drought of 1992 wiped away all livestock, including some 20,000 head of cattle in this district. I spoke to peasant farmer Nyungunyu Ngwarai.
He says that their lives had become quite harsh, especially from 1992 onwards. The reality of it became clear to him during walks around the area. It was not uncommon to see a family harnessed together in front of a plow tilling the land.
But signs of change for the better are visible everywhere at Veza, thanks to the PV project, which is targeted at providing clean water to poor and remote rural settlements far away from the electricity grid. Oases of vegetable patches decorate the landscape. Poultry projects are taking off, and the slow process of livestock restocking has begun as villagers regain confidence in tomorrow. Peasant farmer and village community worker Lawrence Mudavanu.
He says children from this community are healthier than those from areas where there is no protected water. It is also better for the women. They used to have to travel up to 2 kilometers to fetch household water, but now they can get it from less than 100 meters away.
Although the investment cost for a solar-powered pumping system is generally twice as high as the diesel option, the operating cost for fuel, maintenance, repair and operator are virtually negligible. In a backyard at Veza village, the giant rig on which an array of 40 solar panels, brilliant in fluorescent blue and held together in a frame of tubular piping, present a stark contrast to the cluster of small round thatched huts that are home to Tinashe Magadzire, who is 9 years old.
He now knows these things can generate energy called solar, but how they were invented never ceases to amaze him. It is too awesome for thought. The good thing is, they now have water.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Radio Bridge Overseas connected you
on air about water.
I think to myself, what a wonderful